We're back here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's homecoming game for Xyrie HK as they entertain Griswold. Drew Buckle joins me now, head coach for the Spartans. And, Coach, a tough loss last week to Arriva. How are you feeling about your team trying to rebound and celebrate homecoming against the Tigers?
Yeah, I told the kids, last Friday, I was pretty disappointed with how we played because I knew I know that we can play a whole lot better than we did on Friday night. I don't know if we overlooked them or whatnot, but they definitely a lot of credit goes out to Arriva. You know, they had a good game plan. They came out. They were more physical than us. I thought they dominated the line of scrimmage against us, which isn't a recipe that's going to be for success for us because we like to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage as much as we do. And, I just think that, sometimes our kids are, right there to make the play. We just got to go make the play. And I tell the kids all week. And, I didn't think we had the best week of preparation last week either. I thought our effort in practice, we were just kind of going through the motions. So, this week we definitely have intensified the practice week and hopefully looking forward to, a good game against Griswold. And hopefully our kids come out with a lot of energy. Like you said, it's homecoming for the seniors. It's their last homecoming ever. And I just hope that we can have a good showing and be a whole lot better prepared. And us as coaches, we have to do a better job all week of getting these kids prepared for Friday nights. And hopefully we do that this Friday.
Well, you're not going to win too many games against too many opponents when you're minus five in the turnover margin, including giving up a 70-yard pick six. If it had been more even, Steven, in the turnovers, do you think your football team might have had a better chance against maybe even a chance to win against the Rockets?
Yeah, exactly correct. It's like you said, it's hard to win a game when you're minus five in the turnover battle. And also they house the opening kickoff. So it makes things tough when that happens right away. And, on one of those fumbles, we were marching down the field to set us up to tie the game. And, unfortunately we fumbled that one away. And it's just, it's just those little mistakes, that happen. We didn't force any turnovers. We couldn't quite bring down the Regaler kid who's, an excellent player. But we definitely had kids in position to make plays on him, and we just unfortunately didn't make those plays. And it's definitely something we have to clean up. We have to prioritize the ball. I tell the kids that all week. It hasn't been a huge issue for us, other than this game. So hopefully that's a one-time deal there. And, we got to clean a lot of things up in that area.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't – it looks like there wasn't a lot of yardage by Arriva. I mean, there was some rushing the football. Regalier had 188 yards rushing, but 249 rushing, it's something that you can overcome. But giving up short fields, turnovers, kick returns for a touchdown, I think you gave one up in the week zero game against Sydney. These things, these little things mean a lot, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we preach to them all the time, doing the little things right, because they add up to big things in games. And I think our kids got to see that this game. And I hope this is just a big learning experience for our kids, just to, take every rep serious. Every rep on practice should be like the game is on the line, no matter what the situation is in practice. So it's just having the right mentality in those situations, not jumping, offsides or, false start when it's fourth and two, and then you're backed up fourth and seven and you don't convert. It's just those types of situations that we just got to, execute better, be better mentally prepared. We had too many mental mistakes, and like you said, it costed us in the end. And I just hope that we clean up those things moving forward, because I know that we're a lot better team than we showed on Friday night. I truly believe that.
Well, you outgained Arriva. I mean, so there's some positives in that. I mean, I guess you got to be happy with the way the running game is going, and Kilworth and Brabham, we've talked a lot about them almost ad nauseum. We've talked a little bit about Alan Olson, but how much is it crucial to get him involved and make it a three-headed monster in that backfield?
Yeah, definitely have to get Alan more touches. We kind of went away from that in this Arriva game, and that's on me as a play caller. But, it's just kind of the game flow situationally. And, you know, Bryce got kind of dinged up in the game as well. Didn't have him available in the second half of the game. So, you know, it kind of changed things. But I absolutely love the way we responded to that. You know, Justin went right in at quarterback, and we actually drove down the field and scored with him, you know, at quarterback without Bryce on the field. So that was a huge positive I saw out of our team. The resilience and no quit in them whatsoever. And picked up our brother, picked up their brother that went down. And so, yeah, like I said, got to be a little more even, probably giving Bryce the ball too many times, have to, you know, stay more balanced. And I think we're doing that. We're changing a couple things up this week, without going into too much detail on that. But, yeah, we're just going to try to stay more balanced moving forward.
So how about Bryce this week? Is he okay to play?
We're not sure. He's trending in the direction of playing.
Okay. Well, let's hope that happens. So Griswold, they've made a switch at quarterback. Dane Laverty is now the starter. They move Wyatt Silk to receiver, pretty much switch those two guys. What have you seen from Griswold and how you're going to deal with them?
Yeah, those two kids are good athletes. I've watching them on film of, you know, they're kind of like us in the aspect of they just got to make the plays. They had a couple wide open, you know, plays with the receiver that they just flat out dropped it. Otherwise, that was going to be a huge play for touchdown. So, you know, if they clean those things up, you know, they're going to score, you know, some more points. And so we just have to be on our A game, on our assignments. And we just have to create more pressure at us. I don't think we're getting enough out of our guys up front, and I'm challenging them this week to get off those blocks and create havoc in the backfield for us to create pressure so we don't have to, you know, blitz and bring as much pressure. And, Griswold's a big team up front, so it's going to be a big challenge for us. I know that they, on defense, they do a couple different things. They mix it up between, you know, zone and man, so you know, we just have to understand what they are in at all times, and we have to execute up front and know our blocking assignments better than we did last week to give us a chance.
Well, and let's hope that it's a good football game. Two teams hungry for a win. And, I mean, you made it to the playoffs last year as a 3-win team. So, you know, I guess you're thinking, hey, we still got a shot here. And this, you know, how important is it to, you know, you got to feel like that this is a game that could maybe turn this season around.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial. Every game moving forward is a must win for us. You know, you always try to go 1-0 each week, but it's amplified this week. You know we have to get this win in order for us to have a chance to make the playoffs. So, and I know that the playoffs are still on the table for us. So our kids are going to be motivated, extra motivated for this win. To keep our chances alive, because it is do or die now, and that's how we're treating every week.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in this game here tonight against Griswold. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Drew Buchholz, head coach for Exiree HK, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM. Starting lineups up next.